Hey everybody, Josh Peck here from Josh Peck Disclosure here on YouTube or joshpeckdisclosure.com. I've looked a little bit more into this Yellowstone thing. There's another volcano alert that this just came up. Actually, I think today or maybe a couple of days ago. But I've been looking into this and it's really strange. I think that there's actually something to this. I did a video on Yellowstone, a possible eruption. I did a video on that a few days ago and got a lot of response. Thank all of you for watching and responding to that, giving me good feedback, things that I can do to improve even, and also leading me towards some other sources of information. That is always helpful, and I greatly, greatly appreciate it. So what really struck me was the amount of feedback that that video got, because... You know, I'm used to just getting a couple hundred views here and there. For those new to this channel, I do talk a lot about Christianity and conservative values and things like that, and YouTube doesn't like that. So even though I have over 20,000 subscribers on the channel, not everybody actually gets notifications. Not everybody gets to see the video or even knows that one is put up. So it makes it kind of tough. But for some reason, that video did really well and people really responded to that. So I wanted to look into it more. And there has actually been a new alert, a new Yellowstone volcano alert, that a 200-mile-wide super volcanic heat underground hotspot has been discovered. So it's really strange stuff, and I want to stay on top of this on this channel. If you haven't had a chance to do so, go ahead and go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Take advantage of all the free content there. I put new videos up every day, and I am also wanting to upgrade the website, upgrade some equipment, get you guys some better videos for the Josh Peck Disclosure audience. And this channel is completely viewer funded. So if you could click on the donate button at joshpeckdisclosure.com, that would be extremely helpful and greatly appreciated. If you can't donate your money, that's okay. You can donate your time by sharing this video and commenting, giving me some feedback on how I can improve things you like, things you don't like, and by sharing this video with your friends and getting a conversation started. So the Yellowstone volcano, which, you know, it's been said that it could blow at any moment, which would devastate North America, probably other parts of the world as well. But it's fueled by a scorching mantle plume, scientists have revealed. And they say that the Yellowstone supervolcano, which lies beneath Yellowstone National Park in the U.S. Northwest, it hides a terrifying secret below the surface of a 217-mile-wide hotspot, which reaches temperatures of 850 degrees Celsius. So the claim was made in a new report which contradicts previous theories that the hotspot below the surface was far shallower and cooler. Turns out that's not the case. It's a lot scarier. It's a lot more nefarious. Now, instead, the volcano's geological engine is deep origin in nature. Scientists Peter L. Nelson and Stephen P. Grand explain this in Nature Geoscience. So they said that the dispute regarding the depth of the supervolcanic hotspot continued to divide scientists, still does. This is obviously a very controversial topic, and not because of the controversy, but for a long time I didn't want to deal with it because I don't really know a whole lot about geology, and for a long time I just kind of thought this was one of those conspiracy theories, but there is actually something to this. But they wrote, the Yellowstone, this is a direct quote, the Yellowstone hotspot located in North America is an interplate source of magmatism, not magnetism, but magmatism, the cause of which is hotly debated. Some argue that a deep mantle plume sourced at the base of the mantle supplies the heat beneath Yellowstone, whereas others claim shallower subduction or lithospheric-related processes can explain the anomalous magmatism, end quote. So here we present that wasn't the end quote, my apologies. The quote continues. Here we present a shear wave tomography model for the deep mantle beneath the western United States that was made using the travel times of core waves recorded by the dense U.S. Array Seismic Network. Okay, now that is the end quote. So they said their research, which is based on tomographic scans of the lower mantle, revealed an anomaly. This anomaly, they said, was tilted. It's incredibly hot and spread across more than 200 miles of the Yellowstone landscape. The report said, quote, the model reveals a single narrow, cylindrically shaped slow anomaly, approximately 350 kilometers in diameter, that we interpret as the whole mantle plume. The anomaly is tilted to the northeast and extends from the core mantle boundary to the surficial position of the Yellowstone hotspot. The structure gradually decreases in strength from the deepest mantle towards the surface. And if it is purely a thermal anomaly, this implies an initial excess temperature of 650 to 850 degrees Celsius. Our results, as quote continues, our results strongly support a deep origin for the Yellowstone hotspot and provide evidence for the existence of thin thermal mantle plumes that are currently beyond the resolution of global tomography models. So obviously, if the supervolcano, and that's the end of the quote, obviously if the supervolcano were to erupt, the miles of lava and toxic ash clouds could kill millions of people by blotting out the sun and creating an artificial winter. So it's incredibly dangerous and something we definitely should be keeping our eyes on. Experts predict almost 400,000 people would be killed instantly by this eruption, and millions more would die as the ash cloud covers the sky. And fears of an imminent eruption were sparked last year when a swarm of 1,400 mini quakes shook Yellowstone National Park. So again, this is obviously a very hotly debated topic. There's a lot of ins and outs of it, but it does keep coming up in news reports, even recently. Like I said, just a few days ago, I did that other video based on a news report, and here we go again. It's already happened. So now there again, I got a lot of good feedback. Some people disagree that there's any real danger, and some people agree that there definitely is. And I'm curious to keep this conversation going, and I want to know what you all at home think, especially those who are living in the area. Do you think that that this is credible, that there is actually something dangerous going on and something we should be prepared for, something we should be talking about? Or is this, like I used to think, is this just another conspiracy theory that isn't really worth paying attention to because we just don't have to worry about it? In the last video, I did bring up how there are certain Bible prophecies. Again, for those of you new to the channel, I do talk about Christianity and the Bible sometimes. But I also try to, you know, I don't try to be preachy about it. So if you bear with me, but just as a point of interest, there are certain Bible prophecies in the Book of Revelation that some people have interpreted to mean something like a supervolcano exploding or erupting. And like for example, there are prophecies about how a third of the sky, or a third of the stars, and a third of the sun, the sun, it becomes dark like sackcloth, darkness over like a third of the earth or whatever. It depends on your interpretation of what that actually means. But something like this, if we take it literally, and there are other ways of looking at it, if it's more metaphorical or if it's more poetic, or you know. Apocalyptic literature can sometimes be tough on how to interpret it. But if we interpret it literally, something like this could be the cause of that. I'm not saying that it's necessarily Yellowstone, but that's one possibility. But there are other supervolcanoes, of course, all over the world. So if that is the correct interpretation, then we know at least at some point something's going to happen. But again, there are metaphorical ways to look at that too. There even seems to be a connection between stars in Revelation and angels. So it might have something to do with angels. You know, we can't really get in the mind of John the Revelator, so it's hard to really know, what he was trying to get across exactly in those texts. But it is interesting, and it's an interesting part of the conversation. But even just aside from the biblical Christian apocalyptic stuff, even aside from that, just from a scientific point of view, what do you guys think about the possibility of this erupting even in our lifetimes or even another 5 or 10 years from now? And do you have plans set in place on how you're going to prepare for that? And if so, what are they? And leave those in the comments below. Or if you're following me on Steam It, leave a reply on Steam It. Because that type of thing can be really helpful for people if they don't know what to do. Or if something does happen and they come across this video later, then maybe in the comments they can get some good tips. So that would be helpful too. So I want to thank all of you so much for subscribing, for watching these videos, for going to joshpeckdisclosure.com and donating if you're able to. And even if you're not, you are welcome to go there, and the website's updated every day with brand new information through videos and podcasts and things like that every single day free of charge. If you do want actual physical products, there's books for sale and things like that too. But you don't actually need to spend any money to enjoy all the information that's on the website. So joshpeckdisclosure.com is where that is. Again, if you can click the donate button, that would be extremely helpful. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. And send me, if you have some information or links or whatever, you can email me at joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com. Sometimes YouTube, if you try to comment with a link, YouTube will just delete the comment and they'll flag it, or you know, they'll just get rid of it and they won't even let me know, you know, sometimes. So if you have information or a link, you can email it at joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook and send me a message, or even a comment on my wall is fine. So all that being said, thank you so much. And I'm excited to hear what you guys think about this and what your thoughts are. I think it's important to get a conversation going about this stuff. And as always, it's important to hear all sides. So if you don't agree that this is anything worth worrying about, I'm really interested to know why, you know, logically, reasonably, scientifically, or even spiritually. I'm interested in that, and I think everybody else here is too. So, okay, thank you so much, and until tomorrow, take care and God bless.